You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Marcy Silman. Ever since the recession started in 2008, tuition at Washington's public universities has gone up more than in any other state except Arizona. A report that was released today finds even with part-time or full-time jobs, students at the University of Washington cannot pursue their educations without taking on significant debt. The report was written by the Associated Students of the University of Washington. In the studio today, two students who do have substantial student loan debt. Graduating senior Riley Lee Card works 45 hours a week to help fund his education. Sophomore Russell Weed is a committee member of the ASUW Student Debt Reduction Working Group and a co-author of the study, also with some debt. Thanks, both of you, for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Riley, congratulations on your impending graduation. That's a great thing, but how much debt are you going to come out of the University of Washington carrying?
Well, as you said, roughly $45,000. It'll be a little more when you include interest and all of that, but yes.
How long do you think it's going to take you to pay that off?
Well, that depends on kind of the jobs I find and where my career takes me. But it's expected, I think, to be 30 years of paying that off. So.
And how much of that loan is private debt and how much comes through the federal loan programs?
So I did take out one of my loans is about $12,000, and that's a private loan, we'll say. The rest is from the federal government, subsidized, a little bit of subsidized, mostly unsubsidized loans.
I know that you have a brother who's in college
Yes.
as well, so your parents are paying for two kids going to school, or at least helping pay for two kids. Why didn't the FAFSA form, which is the federal financial aid form, say that you qualified for more aid?
Yeah, so the main reason of that is actually the expected parent contribution was above $20,000 a year. And in reality, that's closer to about $1,000. I have one more sister that'll be entering college here in, I think, 3 more years.
Wow.
And so you have a kid right after one another all going to college, and that's something that my parents weren't able to afford. So that kind of leaves loans to fill the gaps there.
I know that you're working more than a full-time job equivalent outside of school. What are you doing exactly?
Yeah, so I actually have two jobs. My first job, I actually do work for the Associated Students, the University of Washington. I direct the ACW Experimental College. And so I work about 25 hours a week doing that. And then I work, it varies, but about 20 hours a week as a waiter at the Sandpoint Country Club. So.
And how do you balance that with schoolwork? How does that all work out?
Well, the question is whether I am balancing that well, but it's kind of good. Being a waiter, I can do that weekends and nights. And then the student government position, I am able to do relatively flexible hours. So if there's a time I need to, you know, move things around, I can move that around on a weekly basis. I just have to have that maximum number.
How is that affected sort of being a collegiate, your college life experience?
It's been tough. I mean, especially I've only worked the 45 hours a week this last year. I was working about 25 on average the previous years, which is still a lot for
yeah.
a student. But I'd say that I've had the opportunity to have my jobs be kind of networking positive, still working with friends and, you know, mentors and all of that. So I've been able to kind of blend the two here and there. But I do think there's been a negative impact. I mean, I'm not able to, you know, hang out with friends as much. I'm not able to, you know, go to all the games and do all of that, which, you know, college, there is a part of that that is very important, but.
I guess you just don't sleep. That's the
well,
solution.
Yes, not as much as I should.
That's Riley Lee Card. He's a senior about to graduate with a degree from the University of Washington. Russell Weeda is a sophomore at the University of Washington, and both have significant college debt. Both have jobs. Russell, just briefly, you're not a senior. You've only been into this 2 years, but what kind of debt are you carrying?
Yeah, so I currently have $12,000 in debt after 2 years. And so, you know, if I have to take out similar debt going into my last 2 years of college, that'll be $24,000, which the UW average is $20,000. So I'll be above average with that debt. And I'm currently working between 15 and 17 hours a week on campus as well as extracurriculars.
You were a co-author with, I think probably there were 6 or 8 of you who wrote this study that we're talking about. And when you did that survey, on average, you mentioned $20,000. How many students at the, it's a giant university, what percentage of students are actually carrying debt at the UW?
I I don't know for sure. I can't remember off the top of my head how many are carrying it. But one statistic that we had, I believe, is that there's 900 students at the University of Washington with over $30,000 in debt. And so that's sort of one end of the spectrum, which it sounds like Riley, you know, falls into. But there's a lot of other students that are carrying a significant amount that is not only hindering their in-college experience, but also when they leave college will be less able to buy their first car or house or that sort of thing.
Now, Riley is this year working 45 hours a week. You all actually looked at what a student would have to do to work to be able to fund this, and the number of hours was kind of astonishing.
Yeah, it's 54 hours a week all year long to actually afford the cost of attendance at the University of Washington. And one thing that we've been able to, or that we're hoping to appeal to legislators and UW administrators with this report, is that if it can be possible to work through school again, that's a reasonable goal to reach. Because a lot of the legislators that we talk to say, well, I was able to work my way through school, you know.
But not 54 hours a week.
But not 54 hours, because the cost of education was so much lower then.
Right. This report comes up with a new method for looking at how much a student should be expected to pay. I think almost all students above a certain threshold of family income have some kind of expected contribution. That's what you call it, expected student contribution. How do you see it working?
So that estimated student contribution is what we see as a student being able to work 40 hours a week during the summer and 20 hours a week during the school year. And when you take the cost of education minus family contribution minus scholarships minus grants, we don't think the estimated student contribution should be higher than being able to work, than working the full time during the summer and part time during the school year. To try to get back to a level where students can work through school.
And where would that change take place? Would it be at the university level, or is this something that has to go through the legislature?
So it's both, because the legislature sets the funding for the universities, and so it's got to start with more funding for the university from the state level. And then at the university level, what we need is to smooth out the financial aid model. Currently, it's more of a stair step. So if you make $1,000 more than someone else, your financial aid is significantly lower. And what we want to do is, or what we want to see happen, is smooth out that so that a small difference in parents' income doesn't have significant impacts on how much financial aid you get.
What kind of response have you gotten from the university about this report?
So the report actually comes out 15 minutes ago, the official release of it.
But they've seen it,
and
haven't they?
And so I don't know exactly who's received it yet, but in the coming, you know, throughout the summer and then into next year, the ASUW leadership and Debt Reduction Working Group is going to continue to get it out there, see what the response is. There are legislators in Olympia that have proposed pretty significant ideas for lowering tuition. So it's new in the way that we've proposed it, but not necessarily unique in people that want to see it happen.
That's Russell Wieda, co-author of a report on University of Washington student debt. And as you heard, that report came out about 15 minutes ago. Riley Lee Card is graduating from the university with a degree in economics. And when you listen to this sort of smoothed out way of doing financial aid, how would that have affected you, just briefly?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's interesting to think about. I mean, it really does, that stair step thing does hurt students. I mean, that $1,000 more a year, you know, it's great that your parents are making more, but it hurts you that much more in terms of, you know, contribution and all of that. I think it definitely could help.
We contacted Kay Lewis, who is director of financial aid at the university, and she says this report should help them provide better aid for students, but she said tuition and aid isn't just the responsibility of the university.
I think this report really points out how the legislature plays an important role in how much money is available for financial aid with the State NEED Grant program. as the authors of the report mentioned, if we had the amount of money that we needed to fund all of the eligible State Need Grant students here at the University of Washington, and currently we're short about $20 million, if we had that, that would really help us be able to spread financial aid or grant assistance up into the middle income or further into the middle income category.
That's Kay Lewis, Director of Financial Aid at the University of Washington, Riley Lee Card, Russell Wieda, both, well, Riley, an outgoing University of Washington student. Congratulations. Russell Wieda will be here, I think, next year as a junior. Thanks, both of you, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Many listeners called in with stories of their own student loan debt and their hopes to pay it back.
I have a student loan debt of $14,900.
$50,000+.
$120,000 in student loans.
I'm really hoping that someone in the government does something to deal with this.
I am now going back to school in hopes of enhancing my education with a doctoral degree, so that at least I can pay my debt.
My hope for paying off this huge amount of debt is the 10-year loan forgiveness program.
And I don't know if I'll ever pay off my student loans.
That's what a lot of people say. Tim, Sam, Beatrice, Patrick, Cam, and Sari. It's The Record from KUOW with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman.